One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
There are some stories that start small, innocent, almost playful, before twisting into something you can't quite shake. Something that lingers. Tonight's tale is one of those stories. It begins with two teenagers, a shared curiosity, and a single chilling whisper captured on tape. That whisper would be the spark for years of eerie encounters, escalating into events so unexplainable they defy logic. What makes this story so haunting isn't just the unexplained events themselves. It's the way they seem to follow our storyteller, shadows slipping through the cracks of time and space as if whatever they encountered all those years ago refused to be left behind. Is this a case of overactive imagination or something much darker and far more persistent? Let's get to the letter. They write, "Dear Tony, when I was about 13, my best friend and I found ourselves consumed by an obsession with the paranormal. We were just kids, but there was something about the idea of spirits, other worlds, and things we couldn't see that captivated us. My friend's parents owned a large, sprawling property in Mineral Point, and scattered across it were these old, crumbling structures, stone walls barely standing, a dilapidated shed that looked like it had been forgotten for decades, and a cellar half buried in the earth. These places had a weight to them, a kind of presence that even then we didn't fully understand. One night after watching one of those ghost hunting shows on TV, we decided to try our luck. They had shown how to use an EVP recorder, electronic voice phenomena, for picking up voices you can't hear in real time. We didn't have fancy equipment, just an old cassette recorder my friend found in his dad's garage. We didn't think we'd catch anything, but the act of trying felt thrilling, like we were stepping into a story we could barely comprehend. Our first attempt was on the back porch of his house. For about an hour, we asked the kinds of questions you'd hear on TV. Is anyone here? Can you give us a sign? What's your name? When we played it back, the only thing we heard was our own nervous laughter. We didn't get discouraged, though. Instead, we decided to try again the next night, this time in a different location. There was this old stone cellar behind his house, barely visible under layers of moss and overgrown vines. It was damp, cold, and felt like it had been forgotten for centuries. We carried the recorder down there, placed it on a flat rock, and began asking questions again. For the most part, the silence felt heavy, almost oppressive, but uneventful. Still, we recorded for about 30 minutes, hoping for something, anything. When we played it back later that night, we were ready to give up. Most of the tape was just the sound of our own voices echoing faintly, mixed with static. But then, in the last minute or so, we heard something. It started soft, like a low hum, almost like a murmur. As we listened, it grew louder. It was a voice, raspy, strained, and unmistakably human. "Help me," it said, clear as day. We froze. My friend's face turned pale. And for a long moment, neither of us said anything. Hearing that voice was like realizing we'd stepped too far into something we didn't understand. That night, we packed up the recorder and didn't talk about what we'd heard for days. But something had shifted. Not long after that, strange things began happening. Only now they weren't confined to my friend's property. I started noticing little things at home. At first, it was easy to brush off, a shadow flickering at the edge of my vision, a door creaking open on its own. But then it got harder to ignore. One night, as I sat at the computer, I saw what looked like someone walk across the hallway from the bathroom to my bedroom. It wasn't just a trick of the light, I was sure of it. I ran to check, but of course no one was there. The next time, it wasn't just a shadow. I was home alone, watching TV, when the volume started going up on its own. The numbers on the screen didn't change, but the sound got louder and louder until it was deafening. I had to unplug the TV to stop it. When I plugged it back in, the volume was back to normal. Then there was the man. One night, my dad asked me to grab something from his truck parked in the driveway. I opened the door, leaned inside, and grabbed what I needed. When I turned around, there he was, an older man, sickly looking, standing just a few feet from me. I asked him if he needed help, but he didn't answer. He just stared at me, his eyes dull and lifeless. I ran inside to get my parents, but by the time we came back out, he was gone. After that night with the man in the driveway, things started to intensify. I began to feel like something was watching me, always. It was this constant, heavy presence that lingered in every corner of the room, especially at night. By the time I moved to Milwaukee for college at 19, I thought maybe leaving home would help. Maybe it was all in my head. The house I moved into with friends was old, with creaky wooden floors and drafty windows that never quite shut properly. At first, it seemed normal. Sure, it was creepy at night, but what old house isn't? Then, the footsteps started. I'd hear them late at night when everyone else was either asleep or in their rooms. Slow, deliberate creaks, as if someone was walking through the living room, pausing every few steps. I convinced myself it was the house settling, or the wind, or anything but what it felt like. But one night, I couldn't ignore it anymore. I was lying on the couch, scrolling through Netflix, when I heard the sound again. This time, it wasn't just slow steps, it was faster, like someone running. My eyes darted to the back door just in time to see it open. Not a gust of wind, not a subtle creak. It opened, as if someone had gripped the handle and walked through it, but no one was there. I started avoiding the house at night after that. Then there was the Ouija board. While visiting my parents, I found it tucked away in a cabinet, dusty and clearly untouched for decades. It was one of those vintage boards made in the 60s, with faded lettering and a worn planchette. My friend thought it would be fun to use it, and I stupidly agreed. We set it up in her living room, lit a few candles, and started asking questions. At first, nothing happened. But then we both felt it, a sudden overwhelming exhaustion, like all the energy had been drained from our bodies. We could barely keep our eyes open. As soon as we said goodbye and put the board away, it was like a switch flipped. The exhaustion vanished, leaving us wide awake and jittery. I brought the board back to my parents' house and placed it in the cabinet where I'd found it. I latched the door and walked away, but later I noticed it had opened again. I thought maybe I hadn't latched it properly, so I closed it tighter. An hour later, it was open again. My parents swore they hadn't touched it. That was the last time I touched the board. Fast forward to now. I'm 22, living in Madison with a roommate, and for the most part, things had been quiet. Until a few nights ago. It was late, and we were both in our rooms when we heard it. A loud bang. We rushed out at the same time to find both our doors halfway open. These are heavy, old doors that stick shut most of the time. There's no way they just blew open. We stood there staring at each other, both of us knowing the same thing, but too afraid to say it out loud. Whatever had been following me, whatever had started that night in the cellar, wasn't done with me yet. And Tony, I'm not scared anymore, but I can't shake the feeling that this isn't over. I don't know if these events are connected or if it's just some strange coincidence. All I know is that I've spent almost a decade trying to understand something I may never fully comprehend. What do you think? Is it all in my head? Or did I invite something in that night with a tape recorder? Yours, Brian. Stories like Brian's remind us that the line between our world and the unknown is thin, maybe thinner than we'd like to admit. His experiences began with curiosity, a teenager dabbling in something that felt harmless but quickly became much more. Could his fascination with the paranormal have acted as an invitation to something he couldn't control? Or are these events the product of suggestion and coincidence woven together by a mind primed to notice patterns in the unexplained? There's a psychological element at play here. Sleep paralysis, auditory hallucinations, even the simple power of expectation could explain some of these incidents. When you are already looking for something out of the ordinary, the brain has a way of filling in the gaps, but that explanation doesn't account for everything. The voice on the tape, the man in the driveway, the doors that opened in unison, those are harder to dismiss. Then there's the Ouija board, a tool steeped in controversy. Some believe it's nothing more than a game, a reflection of our subconscious. Others are convinced it's a gateway, a way to open yourself up to energies best left untouched. In Brian's case, it seems to have drawn something closer, something that may have been lingering just out of reach, waiting for an opportunity. What stands out most is the consistency. Whatever this is, it's followed him across years and locations, adapting its presence in ways that make you wonder. Does it feed off attention, or is it tied to him in a way he can't escape? We may never know the full truth of Brian's story, and perhaps that's the scariest part of all. Because for every logical explanation we can come up with, there's a lingering sense that something more may be at work. Something just beyond our understanding, reminding us how small we really are. Thanks for joining me on this journey. Until next time, keep your doors locked and your mind open.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.